Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is John Hilsenrath, the chief economics correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, where he's responsible for covering the economy and the Federal Reserve. Welcome to Background Briefing, John Hilsenrath.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
And, John, there is this idea that's being floated out there about the idea that we could mint a trillion-dollar platinum coin, and it could be deposited in the Fed in the case that the government was shut down, and it could be used without doing any harm and causing inflation. I believe it's the mechanism by which the government has the right to do this is largely to do with these commemorative coins. But this gimmick now is getting the endorsement of people like Paul Krugman, the New York Times columnist and Nobel Prize winner for economics. So what's your sense of the surreal becoming real?
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen, but it certainly has caught fire in the last few days in the blogosphere. I'll just give you a little bit of background. So the problem that we face here is that the nation, once again, is bumping up against the debt limit. This is a statutory limit that Congress imposes on the government's ability to issue new debt. Debt limits have been in place since 1917. They usually get raised, but they've turned into a hair trigger for debate between the Congress and the White House over budget issues. And there's a chance that Congress will refuse to raise the debt limit, which would create a problem because the government runs on debt. We spend more money than we raise in revenues, and it wouldn't be able to pay its bills, basically. So the idea that's being floated around, again, mostly in the blogosphere, is, if the government can't issue any additional treasury securities, treasury bonds, it does have the right, through a statutory quirk, as you said, to relating to commemorative coins, that allows the treasury to print coins. And the idea is that they could print a trillion-dollar coin, deposit it at the Fed, and have the Fed credit the government's account with $1 trillion of cash to pay its bills. It's an outlandish idea, but in this outlandish fiscal world that we live in, it's getting a lot of attention right now.
Well, John Hilsenrath, it's getting some attention, not just in the blogosphere, though. Congressman General Nadler has right. suggested it's a good idea. And on the Republican side, Representative Greg Walden, a Republican of Oregon, is introducing legislation that would ban President Obama and the U.S. Treasury from minting platinum coins to avert the debt ceiling standoff.
Right. So in addition to the blogosphere, it's getting some attention on Capitol Hill, but I just can't see it rising to the level of policy. Let's talk a little bit about the implications of doing something like this. If the Treasury were to go down this road of printing a platinum coin, what it would effectively be doing would be dragging the Federal Reserve into the middle of the fiscal debates that exist right now between the White House and Congress. The Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has told Congress there's nothing that the Fed can do to prevent a catastrophe if the debt limit isn't raised. He's been basically begging Congress to raise the debt limit. If the Treasury did something like this, they would be basically forcing the Fed to print money to fund government operations, which is something that I certainly would expect that the Federal Reserve would be very much against.
Well, but I think the fact that Bernanke is saying what he's saying, and apparently people aren't listening to him. I mean, we've already had this before, where the full faith and credit of the United States was used in a kind of hostage negotiation, and the consequences were the downgrading of U.S. debt, which means that it costs us more to finance and service our debt. So people who are actually supposedly interested in or concerned about deficits by this mechanism, all you do is increase the deficit.
Well, I think if the United States Treasury printed a $1 trillion platinum coin, we could certainly expect to be downgraded again.
whose face would be on the coin, by the way?
I guess
maybe John Boehner.
I think the lesson to take here, and what's so striking to me, is that we have some really outlandish ideas that are being thrown around. The platinum coin is one. You know, there's also the idea of a constitutional challenge along the lines using the 14th Amendment of the Constitution to unilaterally declare the debt limit unconstitutional. The Treasury has looked at a lot of different ways around this situation. They've looked at the idea of selling some of their gold stockpile. They've looked at selling off mortgage securities. There are no good solutions. There's actually, I take that back, there is only one good solution to this situation. It's the solution that neither side seems to be willing to broach, which is a compromise between Republicans and Democrats to reach a long-run plan for managing government finances and government debt. That's actually the approach that Bernanke has been begging, the Fed chairman has been begging Congress and the White House to take since the financial crisis, to devise a sustainable long-run plan for the debt. You know, it's the case that the debt probably isn't a problem in the next few years, but certainly going out 10 years or so as the baby boomers age and healthcare costs rise, it becomes an enormous problem, and now is the time to be thinking about it. Compromise is the only good solution, and unfortunately, it's the one that both sides seem least prepared to engage in.
Again, I'm speaking with John Hilsenrath, who's the chief economics correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, where he's responsible for covering the economy and the Federal Reserve. Well, of course, the president did talk about a grand bargain. This last fiscal cliff deal was pretty paltry. There's nothing grand about it. And it seems that our political system is incapable of dealing with our economic responsibility. The 14th Amendment solution in Paul Krugman's article, where he suggests that we should be ready to mint that coin, he says that if the 14th Amendment solution declaring the debt ceiling unconstitutional isn't workable, then we should go with the coin. It's Bill Clinton, by the way, the former president of the United States, has suggested the 14th Amendment as a route as well. This may be silly talk, but it's silly talk in high circles.
The White House has looked at this the idea of a constitutional challenge and has ruled it out. And you know, one of the worries that they have with a constitutional challenge, and certainly with a $1 trillion platinum coin, would be not only the reaction of Moody's and S&P downgrading the debt, but the reaction of bondholders around the world. You know, if they see these kinds of approaches taken, they might stop buying government bond, U.S. Treasuries, and it could raise our interest costs substantially, which goes hand in hand with a compromise. I will offer one optimistic note to all of this. You know, the fact is we've gone through several iterations of these budget battles. We went through one in August 2011, and we just went through one again in December. And you know what you can say is that there has not been a grand bargain, a grand compromise, but there has been progress on several fronts. One is it started a conversation about the budget, which is a conversation that needs to be held. I should say a debate, and it's a hard debate. It requires difficult choices on revenues and spending, and it did lead to some permanent new stances on income tax rates, for example, and it led to some spending measures that were taken in August 2011. You could say that that these crises, as hard as they are to swallow and to watch, we are making some progress on moving towards some longer run fiscal sustainability through this. You could argue, if you want to take an optimistic light, that that these kinds of landmines that the government has planted itself are necessary to force action.
Well, just in the last minute, John Hilsenrath, the president's basically said he's not going to negotiate like he did last time. He's simply not, right. You know, so they're going to have to blow up the government on their own.
Well, this is the interesting thing is, you know, both sides take hard lines. They took hard lines in the August 2011 negotiations. Obama, remember, said then he wasn't going to negotiate. They took hard lines in December, and somehow they managed to walk up to the very edge of that cliff and tiptoe back. It's certainly possible that they're going to play chicken too long this time. But if you look at what's happened the last couple of go-rounds, this is part of the art of negotiation, is you don't want to give up ground until the very last second when you have to.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, John Hilsenrath.
Okay, thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with John Hilsenrath, the chief economics correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, where he's responsible for covering the economy and the Federal Reserve. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and the conversation continues at facebook.com/ianmastersmedia. And I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Bye.